You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
If you have ever listened to our show, you know that that tune is a part of our intro music. Now that we have ceremoniously passed our 100th show mark, it was time to let open the Pandora Jazz Box on our opening song. That was the great pianist and composer Ramsey Lewis with the 2003 song Slippin' Into Darkness, or as we say around here, Entering the Jazz, off his album called Simple Pleasures. Lewis has been an innovator since his beginnings in the late 50s. His charm and open style has also made his music a hit on the pop and R&B charts. The Chicago native is a sort of a prodigy. He started on the piano at 4 and went on to work hard in church choirs. He had his first gigs at 15, and from there, the jazz was firmly in his blood. His signature was the gig with fellow performers on albums such as this 03 album Simple Pleasures, which featured the great Nancy Wilson. You may have also heard him on the radio. He's quite a celebrated radio personality and a smart and storied man. He has received 5 honorary doctorate degrees, won the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Award in 07, and is one of the few noted jazz artists to carry the Olympic torch, having briefly escorted the flame as it passed through Chicago en route to the 2002 Winter Games. So, with that in mind, let's keep carrying the torch on this episode, shall we? Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town where the jazz torch will never go out, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you all that jazz you dig, with music from cats like John Coltrane, Blue Mitchell, Al Cohn, and many more. This next musician started the entire jazz craft as we know it, or he was one of the early innovators, one of the fathers, as we call, of jazz. Mr. Buddy Bolden with the 1900s song, Buddy Bolden's Blues.
Everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue, prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You make me understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming. I'm scheming. Now I know my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Thank you. demon. Now I know why mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. She meant me for someone exactly like you. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
That was a familiar face with quite a voice. Actress and now jazz singer Molly Ringwald, known to the world as the darling of John Hughes' 1980s film lore, with 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, and Pretty in Pink, she is also one that has had jazz in her blood since she was born. Her father, Bob Ringwald, has been at it in the jazz world for many years. That was the song Exactly Like You off her 2013 album called Except Sometimes, which is getting some solid reviews in the world of jazz. Even before the glitz of Hollywood acting, Molly was singing, and more or less she is getting back to her roots. After Ringwald appeared in her first movie back in 1982 called The Tempest, she felt as if she had to choose between acting and singing. She chose acting. Her father wanted her to do both, but she didn't see that as an option. Her new album has shot to the top of the Billboard Jazz album chart, and for good reason. She said that singers Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson, there's that name again, Anita O'Day, Carmen McRae, and the great Frank Sinatra were key influences, and no doubt she's going to have a solid jazz career ahead of her. Let's take a peek at how Molly got these jazz roots growing. Here's her father, Bob Ringwald, at the piano, covering the tough Jelly Roll Morton tune called The Pearls back in 07 in Hungary at the 16th Boheme Festival.
Thank you. Heinlein, professional trombone player from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Kansas City trombonist Ryan Heinlein with the Project H featuring the song Becoming Light. Ryan is a doctoral student at the Conservatory of Music and Dance at UMKC. He received his bachelor's and master's degree in trombone performance from Wichita State University. At this point in his life, he is a pro, and he's in demand, and he's versatile, and he's a very cool cat. He began playing trombone at the age of 11 and has been playing professionally since the age of 15. His main focus these days is the six-piece fusion group playing all original music that can be seen at area clubs around Kansas City, along with bars and coffee shops. It is known as Project H, and Ryan has a good thing going. Our next artist on the show is a Canadian jazz singer coming out of Toronto and specializes in the Great American Songbook. Here's Alex Pangman with the tune Mama's Gone Goodbye, back in 2009 live in Montreal.
No use to sigh, no use to cry. For years you dogged me around, and now's the time that you know what's on my mind. I'm going away, don't ask me to stay. Fare thee well. I learned a brand new rule. Now I ain't no fool. Oh no. I'm gonna get me a man who will treat me right. One who'll stay home every night. Very well. Mama's gone goodbye. You know what's on my mind. I'm going away. Don't ask me to stay. Fare thee well. Now I've been to school. I learned a brand new rule. And I ain't no fool. No more. I'm gonna get me a man who will treat me right. One who'll stay home.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Dixieland trombonist Bill Aldred with his interpretation of Lullaby of Broadway from 2010. Bill was a fixture at classic jazz festivals. Playing since high school, Bill settled in Florida in 1971 and has often played at Disney World, and you can tell by his tune. Bill has passed the genes along. His son John often teams up with his dad, and they both play the trombone together. Let's get a bit of Casey in this show. This is the Kansas City-born vocalist and the very talented Deborah Brown with the song Eurobopping.
Frequency of extraordinary radiation, rarefication, serial sensation, ionized cosmological emissions, indicate substantial luminosity, hypothetical elation, variable brightness, photographic tightness, seem to indicate the isometrical, atomistic, all electric, non-simplistic ambient here, optical communication, sympathetic, public atmosphere, metal gravitational attraction, coupled generally with a favorable reaction, unambiguous reaffirmation, clarification, simplification through the the mechanism, my vision, conquer the direct decision, no electromagnetism, hypersensitive revision, generation, no notion to activate my emotion for you. Communications, empathetic, public atmosphere, mental gravitational attraction, coupled gently with a favorable reaction, unambiguous reaffirmation, clarification, simplification through the mechanism, my vision, conquered in direct decision over electromagnetism, hypersensitive, revision, generation, new notion to activate my emotion for you.
Hi, my name is Caroline Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
That was drummer Dan Aaron with the 2009 song I'm So Blue. He has been in huge demand since arriving in New York City back in 2001. Dan is from Jerusalem and has been playing drums since the age of 11. From there, he became a hotshot in the Israeli jazz scene. He has performed at most of the major venues in Israel, including the Jerusalem Theater, Camelot, and the International Red Sea Jazz Festival. Today, he continues to play in major venues in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, and he's active in both the jazz scene and the world music scene. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot about him in the years to come. Here's another talented jazz pianist on this hour of Neon Jazz. His Ralph Sharon with the song On a Slow Boat to China. Thank you. Again, that was the talented jazz pianist, Ralph Sharon, with the song On a Slow Boat to China. And speaking of, hopefully we were a slow boat of jazz for you. As we wind up this episode of Neon Jazz, we're going to end it with a bona fide hi-hat crash. Here's the duo of bassist Red Mitchell and tenor saxophonist Harold Land with the tune Hear Ye. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and international man of radio hits, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That I am.
Talk to us about our show. Don't look him straight in the eye either. Send us some suggestions or toot a horn in our direction. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you. She has said that singers Bessie Smith, Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson, there's that name again, Anita O'Day, Carmen McRae, and the great...
Yes. I felt it coming.
Around here, we call that the second coming.
and the cat isn't even around anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, we have no alibi other than the fact that Molly Ringwald brings the best out of us. Okay.
All right.
Neon Jazz.